Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
Dahlia.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about...
masturbation.
Does it ruin relationships? Ooh. If you're not doing so already, be sure to follow us across all social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform and...
Alexa.
Don't forget to check us out on YouTube, where you can see all of the shenanigans in our new space here.
And we talk with our hands a lot. We almost knock over the glasses. Yes. We're like, blah. We're like, you speak like we're Italian. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So. And if you're in one of the 28-plus countries around the world where you are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we're trying to build our YouTube, so make sure that you subscribe, like, follow, comment, because we love listening to all the comments that you guys put up there, or, you know, when you guys send comments to us. So
Sharing is good.
Scary. All right,
let's get into it. So does it ruin relationships?
I don't know. It depends on the extent of what the woman considers, you know, cheating. Because I knew somebody that totally flipped out on her husband and was like, I caught him cheating.
Oh, yeah, we heard that recently.
And it was like totally flipping out. And it's like, you know, the friend's like, well, what happened? With who? With what? He was masturbating to porn. Okay. So I don't know. Like, maybe this is a conversation that you need to have with your significant other to say, hey, like, is this considered, you know, like, do you do this often? Because a lot of the time, men just will do it. Even if you have sex with them every day, men just still have a tendency to just want to masturbate.
So one of the things I had heard, and we've talked about this in other episodes, is that that little thing, that feeling you get, you know, once or twice a month that makes you pretty frisky as a woman, they get that, like, several times a day. So imagine having that feeling, and
that
you're like,
that double D battery would be like,
you know, and you're like, honey, how are you? And he turns you down. Like, imagine that. And then you'd be like, what? So that's kind of where he's at multiple times a day.
Imagine.
And so I think that for them, and I'm not a guy, but I raised boys and everything, I think that it's more like just part of the process.
Yeah.
Like, there's what they do with you, but then the rest is just like maintenance.
I do know that there was some studies that we had looked into. And then the guys, typically, depending on what they're watching, right? So if they're masturbating and they're watching, like, Pornhub, well, guess what? If they see you, now they're not as turned on because now they have a brunette and a blonde and this and that. They have two girls on, you know, each other. And then now it's like, you're just the wife. And how do you compare to whatever is stimulating their mind, their soul, their spirit? And so I think if you have a conversation with your significant other and you tell them, like, that really bothers me and I really don't want you to do that, then I think that at that point, you know, then there's a respect factor there. But a lot of the time, I think, like, if you know that your husband, your significant other, he's just a man, that's all he's doing, he's not actually sticking his situation into somebody else, then I think that that's truly cheating, in my opinion. But I do feel that it could, you know, kind of hinder your relationship. And even for women, we've talked about
for
this before.
Sure. Yeah.
It desensitizes the woman if you decide to go and, you know, get into your toys.
Yeah.
And so your toy box. And, you know, a lot of the time, I think that, you know, we've talked about this many, many, many times ago, where the woman needs to hit the reset for 30 days minimum in order for her to reconnect with her partner.
It's a toy detox.
And yes, for sure. So, you know, if your partner says, you know what, this is becoming an issue because I cannot please you, then that could be a problem. If you're choosing to go to your toy box and you're not enjoying who you're with.
We recently did an episode where we talk about the big old question is, like, how long? Like, men want to know how long should I last? And Dahlia asked me that question. She said, "What do you think it is?" And I said, "I think it's just whenever the goal is reached." And so for all women, it's different. And for some women, though, if they're dipping into the toy box too often, that end goal could take, like, infinity.
It may not show up unless they get assistance. Honestly, like, that could be the case, because guess what? You're so used to that. A man can never compete with that.
A man can never compete with that. Ladies.
And so with us saying the same thing about women and a man not competing with that, we could say the same thing about men. You know, your wife can't compete with the freaking Pornhub. And so if you understand that you guys have to both hit a detox and one of you guys is, like, you know, not doing what you're supposed to, I don't think it's cheating. Personally, I don't. If my significant other, if we had a conversation, he's still doing it, I would be a little upset, because I would be like, well, what about me does not stimulate him enough that he needs to go do that? But I wouldn't say, oh, he's cheating on me. If he's cheating on me, that means like he's cheating on me. Like he's out with somebody else. Whether
that's a good thing to, you're right, like to bring up in a conversation is early on is define cheating. Because, and what comes to mind for me, you know, I am older, is the Clinton scandal with Monica Lewinsky. And there was a whole group of, just the way people were divided between Trump and Biden, like in this current day age, if people were like literally divided over, was it cheating? Was it not cheating? Because it was oral. Is oral cheating? Is it not cheating? And half the people were like, it's not cheating. And the other half were like, if it has the word SEX in it, it's cheating.
Because it's oral sex.
Yeah. And so at the end of the day, like, I think that having these conversations in the dating process to go, well, what about this? Do you consider it cheating? Ladies, we got to get more courageous and confident about getting to the truth faster.
Oh, for the record, so I'm usually pretty open-minded.
Yes.
And everyone's so different, right? I'm pretty open-minded. Like, I don't think that watching porn is cheating. I don't think that masturbating is cheating. But if my significant other is getting oral sex from somebody else, motherfucker's cheating. On period.
Yes,
and we
exactly.
have an issue, you know?
Yes.
Like, I'm
if
telling you.
If someone other than me is
Houston, we
is
have
in
a problem.
Pants, right?
Yes.
Like, that is an issue.
Yes, it's an issue.
That is an issue.
Because at the end of the day, that is very intimate. I mean, there's no reason why anyone should go there. And I always say this. Always say this. What separates you from anybody in this world and from a friend, a, you know, an acquaintance to a lover is the sex part.
Yes.
Like, you can be just friends from 20 years ago. The minute you have sex,
it's something
they
different.
Become lovers. Like, maybe they're not lovers forever, but they become your lover one time, a lover.
Yes.
And, you know, there's the soul connections which we've talked about. So to me, I feel that yes, if my significant other gets his situation sucked.
Or played with or touched or looked at or whatever.
It's cheating.
It's cheating. And you know what? Those of you ladies who are listening who might be Christian women and stuff like that and religious women, recently Delia and I were having a lunch table conversation about playing with the man's chocolate starfish in the back door. And, you know, we were kind of going back and forth on, like, what our thoughts were about that. Maybe some little experiences here and there. But one of the things was I said, you know.
Chocolate starfish.
I said, you know, and I said.
Love
in
it.
Spanish, el agua de ojo. El ojo de agua. So, you know, I just think, I sit there and I thought, well, let me just go to the Bible and see what it says about that.
Oh my gosh, over lunch, literally.
Over lunch,
she's
we're
like,
talking about sodomy.
Oh.
Like, there's so many things.
Yes.
Okay, you could look it up. But I said, you know, I don't want to jump to conclusions. I know that when we're in that, you know, and when you're in a situation where you're so comfortable with the person, you want to bring them, like, the highest amount of pleasure. You want to experiment. Your guards are down. You're willing to go, let's try things. And I think that that's a beautiful place to be, by the way, in your relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put too many parameters, that could be really tough for anybody.
Yeah.
So I did say, okay, let me, like, I know from a regular woman view, I'm like, cool, cool. But, like, from a biblical view, I wanted to see. Went in there, looked up all the things, and I was like, oh, so here's what I learned, that we learned, that I was actually surprised as a Christian.
Mm.
Number one, if you're messing with the backdoor situations, it's actually not condemned in the Bible unless it's a homosexual act.
Okay, unless it's a
man. That was, and so that was something that we learned.
Okay.
And we were like, oh, okay, that's good. That's an interesting
thing
to
interesting.
Know.
Well, there's the lady, by the way, I stay on stupid TikTok, I swear. I'm like a child.
Tickety-tickety-tock.
There's a lady, they call her La Señora Católica, which is like the lady
Catholic
of Catholic lady.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there preaching. The lady, I think the devil got in her recently because
okay.
she's out, you know, doing the parties and stuff. But anyway, that's another story. She said, supposedly, if you are on top of the man, that is a lesbian sex, is what she says. I promise you. And I'm like, how in this heaven, like, how is that lesbian sex if you're having sex with your freaking partner? Like, because you're on top, that's lesbian sex.
I wonder, so I didn't see the video, but
okay.
I have
to share with you.
But
I
have heard several men and women have this conversation about the women who only go on top, they only ride. And how those are alpha women. And so a man who just wants to be on bottom and have her do all the work, that's a beta man. And so I have been in so many conversations
about this. What about if they're cool with
both?
Like, that means that they're equal opportunists?
If you're switching it up throughout the evening, throughout the moment, that's fine. But if it's always her go-to, that is a characteristic of her. There's an alpha thing to her. if it's always his go-to to have you go on top, that's not a compliment to you ladies. Like, that is like, he's just not, it should be him giving you the pleasure, not you taking the pleasure from him. And so there's been so many, I've had this conversation with old ladies, old men, young people, like, it's a really interesting conversation. And by the way, there's no right or wrong way.
I don't know that that would make, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that she was sitting there saying that, well, I don't know about on top, and then she was saying, like, that you shouldn't be doing it that way, that you needed to just do it like where he's just on top, like he's, you know, you are.
I think it's because of the exchange, you know, the give and take, and women, you know, if you're doing that, you're taking it from him versus giving it to him. And stuff like that. So like, I think it's,
if you have to be so methodical about when you're having sex, like, I'm taking, I'm giving, I'm on top, I'm like the cowgirl.
But if your,
like,
go-to is always to be on top, then that's, you just have to accept, like, you are an alpha female and you want to be in control. And that's what gets you.
You know
what?
You know what's so funny that you're saying this? A long time ago, there was this person, girlfriend of mine, that, you know, whatever, and she was hooking up with this guy, and, you know, it was like their first, second time they had hooked up, and so she went to go on top, and he flipped out and was like, "You are not to do this," and, like, she didn't really know him like that, right? And she said that he had told her, like, a woman, like, I am the man, and, like, just took his power back, supposedly. She says she almost got scared because she didn't expect, like, never in her lifetime since she'd been, you know, lost her virginity, had anybody, like, just grabbed her from the arms and were like, you can't do this, you can't get on top. And I thought that was so weird, because I think I'd be a little bit taken back if someone was to be like, you're not to ride me. I'm the freaking cowboy. You're not the cowgirl. You know
what
I mean?
Well, I want to tell you, so, like, if I think about some of the conversation, and I know we're kind of getting off track with regards to
the masturbating
thing, but, you know, it's at the end of the day, like, if you are dipping into your toy box, you have to just be mindful of, is your body becoming desensitized? And if it is, then that's not essentially fair to your partner, especially if you're a married woman. Like, you really want to understand that sex is the glue, and that's sometimes how we get over things. And if, and, you know, the man's bringing you pleasure and stuff like that, and if you're eliminating his ability to do
that, give me that,
you might stay pretty resentful and frustrated and this and that. And
you know, I recently heard something also. They said that if the man brings you pleasure, women get attached to the man up to 2 weeks, by the way. And men, if you bring a man pleasure, they'll get attached 2-3 days.
For 2 hours.
And that, they're over you right away. They're like, oh, I'm not thinking, man.
But as women, though, you guys, we need that. So as women, we need that from our men. Like, you want to have a wholesome relationship experience for yourself.
Yes.
To put up with his BS, because there's a lot of stuff that we're putting up with as women in the relationships, our patience and everything. We need that thing to have that exchange of energy. Like, we need it to happen. And if you're going, okay, I'm just going to lay here until he's finished, or I'm just going to jump on top and give him a show until he's done, so that I can then go to the bathroom and take a bath and do my thing, that ain't it. It's not going to help you get over.
Well, I think energetically, like, anything that you do like to do, and there was this other person that was saying, like, if, you know, like, say you want to do the Monica Lewinsky thing, like, you want to do the oral sex thing, if you don't show up like you want to do that, he's going to be able to see that. If you don't want to have sex, he's going to be able to see that. So whatever it is that you do, and I'm going to go on a tangent with this. If you're going to bake an apple pie, damn it, make it the best damn apple pie.
Yeah.
So in other words, if that's what you decide to do, and
is bring toys in.
Well, not even that. Like, okay, if you decide to be with your significant other, your husband, whatever, make it the best damn time. Like, do you have to act like, oh God, is he done? Are you finished?
Exactly.
Because sometimes it becomes a chore. And I think that a lot of the times, like, men, I've heard men that will go with dry spells of like 60 days, 90 days, 6 months. Like,
there's something called oh my God, this might keep me single forever if I say this
no,
on camera.
November.
It's called No Nut November. And, you know, again, I raised boys.
Yes,
so
I've heard of it before,
it's,
too.
It's a frat boy thing. And
but that sucks when it's like June, man.
And then it's like, no, but then they do it for, I think, a month or January. I think it's 2 months. So it's like No Nut November. So that's all of November. And I don't know if it comes back in December. But it's like this whole thing that they do, and it's kind of to reset their system. You guys can look it up. But it started like in the frat houses and stuff like that. But anyways, I just think that, look, when it comes to that, you just got to listen to your body, and you got to understand that, like, you know, if you're frustrated with your lover, your husband specifically,
yeah,
and you're like, ugh, you know, and then you're so annoyed with him in the day because it's, you know, he chews with his mouth open or all the things we've talked about. Some of those things are a little easier to get past, okay, if you're allowing him to give you the big O. And listen, you could be creative, and if it becomes desensitizing, maybe you just invite your toy box into the activity, you know, into your session or whatever, your sexy time, and just both of you have at it and let him see it's not intimidating. Because there's men that as soon as you take that out and you bring that in, they are like,
oh,
this is not, if you're not married and you're doing that stuff, or you're not married and you're jumping on top all the time and everything, the number of stuff I've heard men say over the years is like, in their mind, they're imagining how many times she's done this, how many people she's done this, she's too good at this, blah, 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 she's too comfortable with this. It's like this narrative. But when you're married, that's how I'm coming at this.
Yeah,
if you're
for
a
sure.
married woman listening to this, put your guard down, do your thing, do whatever. And if you notice your body's desensitized, have a conversation with him and say, honey, I noticed that without my things, I can't really, do you mind if I just...
Can't function.
Like, let's yeah. bring it in, let's have a party, let's,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're both are going to enjoy it, you know, to
yeah.
the max. But it's a real thing. Now, does
yeah.
it end relationships? Does
but
it?
The real, but the real question here is masturbating cheating?
Is it, well, the title was, does masturbation end relationships? That's the actual title of this episode.
So does it end relationships?
Oh my God. But I mean, that's what I'm
does
saying.
It end
does
relationships?
It relationships? I just don't
I guess it could, because you know what? I guess it could, because think about it. Like, imagine he's not pleasing you anymore. You're like, he sucks. And because you're getting the sure thing in 30 seconds or less because you got your toy out. And then maybe
or imagine he doesn't nudge you for that, but he's over there
masturbating
in the middle of the night, shaking the bed. And you're like, what is happening? Yeah. We have a 3.0
no,
earthquake
you know
in
what?
California.
And I've heard about that before, too, where the guy just wants nothing to do with the wife, and he'll go in to the restroom. Like, this is something that I just had recently heard. And it's like, ladies, you know, if we take the phone into the restroom, you know what we're doing? And I was like, talking to the other girl? And they're like...
Sexting?
Yeah, he's like, no, we're actually masturbating in the restroom, watching, you know, a porn, and that's what we're doing for 45 minutes. And I didn't know that, by the way. Like, I'd never heard of that. So, I mean, I could see how that could hinder your relationship if the person's not nudging you to be like, hey, you know, I also want to, you know, have at it. Like, why is
yes.
it, why are you being selfish? Like,
yes.
I also want to be a part
and
of it.
And I think, though, in their defense, right, I know that we're, like, midway through here, but I think in their defense, in the men's defense, women, I think if we put ourselves in their shoes for a minute, back to, they have this urge several times a day. And there's women that are, you know, they're highly sexual and they're willing to do it several times a day. And that's completely fine.
Especially
but,
in the age, right?
Yeah. But so many women, though, they're not trying to just spread them every, you know, 45 minutes. And so at some point, I think you should just accept that, like, cool, like, he has his process to avoid cheating. And so I think if you can flip, listen, I'm the master of finding the bright side and everything. If
yeah.
you are finding yourself bothered at the fact that he's willing to do this when he's not around, I think if you can flip it and go, this is his process that he's put in place to not cheat on me. Because the alternative is he's going to get off and you might not be in the mood. You might not be in the house. You might not be in the country or whatever the situation is. You might be at work and he's at work. And if he has to go to the bathroom and do whatever, like, I would say celebrate that. Maybe you'd be like, how many times today, babe? Like, blah, blah, blah.
I'm very inappropriate sometimes in my own right with whoever I'm dating, by the way. Not, like, generally
yeah.
speaking. So I will ask that question.
Like how
so
many
do
times?
You, like, masturbate? It's like, and then it's always like, oh, well, like, it's awkward that I ask, right? But I want to know. And it's like, I do. And I'm like, well, how many times a week do you do it?
She's
I'm
like,
just curious.
Taking notes, like...
And it's like, why? I'm like, because I just want to know. Like, I'm curious. Like,
yes.
you know, some people, for religious reasons, feel that they shouldn't do it. And I respect that. And some people just do it, you know, 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
And depending on the woman, by the way, because our sex drive supposedly goes up in our 30s and 40s. So when a man's sex drive is going down, our sex drive is going up. And so depending on who you're talking to, you know,
yeah.
it could hinder your relationship if you guys aren't on the same page.
So I just think of, if I had to think the verdict, is it a deal breaker for me? Would it end my relationship if the person was doing that all the time? It would not, so long as it's not like he's not doing it with me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If it's still
like
healthy,
he's not touching you for 5-6 months,
like, you know,
and
mean,
then
like,
all of a sudden, you know,
a,
he's
yeah.
Not
if it's
there.
A healthy daily thing or whatever, we're good to go. And if all in between, he does whatever to just stay off the streets, like. I'm good.
He's from the streets.
You know what I mean? Stay off the streets. Go to the bathroom with your phone already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I guess I don't personally think it's cheating.
I don't think
it should end a relationship. I don't think any of those things. But, you know, if this is something that really bothers you, this is like everything is just a conversation away, literally. And I think that people will cry foul when you do not know the rules of engagement. Like when someone didn't tell you, oh, this is how we're operating.
Yeah.
If everyone knows what's happening and everyone knows how they're, you know, navigating through life, then you understanding, you know, like, hey, this is the way he operates. This is how he navigates through things. I'm cool with it because I have an indication and I decide whether or not I accept it or I reject it.
Yes.
And if the person's not being honest with you and you've asked for the honesty, then I think at that point, you know, then it needs to be addressed. But
yeah.
Otherwise, if you guys are both open about it and you're like, this is what I'm doing, this is how I do it, this is why I do it, and you're okay with it, then fair game.
Yep.
Keep it moving.
Exactly. I think that's all we got on this topic.
An
awkward
topic.
And thank you so much. And don't forget that you deserve fresh lettuce. See you next Tuesday.